From KXEI Community Media, this is Research Matters. My name is Bridget Thumb. Today in the studio, we're welcoming a senior from the University of Arizona who is majoring in biochemistry, Olivia Bertuga.
Thank you for having me.
For sure. Thanks for being here. Would you like to tell us a little bit about the research you do at the U?
I joined the Brown Lab this summer, and my mentor is Dr. Judith Brown. And my project is on RNA interference and gene knockdown in the potato psyllid.
What is RNA interference and how do you knock down a gene?
So RNA interference is the introduction of exogenous or foreign double-stranded RNA into a host cell, and the RNA-induced silencing complex will recognize that RNA, and the host's mRNA that corresponds to that double-stranded RNA sequence will be cleaved, and the gene that it encodes will be silenced or knocked down, so that gene won't be expressed.
What does a psyllid look like? Is it like a fruit fly? Is it bigger than that?
Like a grain of rice, maybe.
You find this sequence, this genome sequence.
That encodes for a gene, and the genes that we're working with are like energy metabolism, cell cycle regulation, homeostasis. We want to silence those genes to induce mortality in the psyllids. And the reason for that is because the potato psyllid is the vector for a pathogen called Candidatus liberobacter solanacearum.
Which is really bad for potatoes, I guess.
Yeah, in potatoes it causes zebra chip disease, where potatoes will have these unsightly brown streaks. So when you cook them into fries and chips, it'll show up really prominently and they'll also taste really bad.
You're helping to defend crops of potatoes.
Yeah, and tomatoes, solanaceous crops like peppers, eggplant. And if RNAi proves to be a successful method of killing these pests, then it can be used commercially instead of really harsh chemical pesticides that have to be applied routinely that also hurt other organisms.
Is this something that you would spray on the bugs?
It would be something that you'd apply to the plants that they live on, mm-hmm. and they would ingest the RNA and start to die.
I wonder what would happen to the people who ingested that same thing.
If you put RNA encoding for the gene in the potato psyllid and then gave it to a person, it wouldn't do anything because it's not the same gene sequence.
Is there a natural predator that consumes them, or is that just not an option?
Because it's so specific, it wouldn't harm those predators.
Wow.
As opposed to like chemical pesticides that are commonly used that do harm other organisms.
How did you get interested in this topic?
I joined Dr. Brown's lab because I'm interested in plant stressors. This lab is more focused on vector biology, so it was interesting to study the insect spreading the disease.
What are you going to do after college?
So I know I want to eventually get my PhD and master's, so I have to think more about what specifically I want to study and also where, because I kind of want to go to a school outside of Arizona because I haven't really been outside of Arizona much.
Look at all the horizons before you pick your direction.
Right.
That makes sense to me. I definitely can relate to that. This is Research Matters from KXEI in Tucson, Arizona. Today, our guest has been Olivia Bertuga. Thank you so much for being with us today, Olivia. This has been a really great conversation.
Thank you. It was so much fun.